Desde Grecia para Radio Sefarad. Investigación y realización de Ángela María Arbeláez. Desde Grecia a Quisalónica, honra la memoria de Savi y Germain Cohen. Conocido intérprete de mandolina y laúd, así como director de orquesta Alonso Ariel, fue uno de los artistas presentes en el Festival Internacional de Música de Mólibos, MIMF por sus siglas en inglés. Radio Sefarad estuvo presente en el festival en la isla de Lesbos, Grecia, y habló con este artista israelí radicado en Alemania. Ariel inició sus estudios de música en su ciudad natal, Beersheba, continuando posteriormente en la Academia de Música y Danza de Jerusalén con el violinista Moti Schmidt. Hoy acumula numerosos concursos y premios internacionales. Alonso Ariel también ha participado activamente en varios proyectos, incluyendo música en vivo con Yehudi Menuhin, Rhapsodia en Skuldersbok y la West Esther Divan de Daniel Barenboim. Como solista y miembro de diferentes conjuntos, Alonso Ariel se ha presentado por toda Europa y México, el centro y el lejano oriente, y ha dado clases magistrales en universidades de muchos países. Alonso Ariel es director musical de la Orquesta Barroca Concierto Foscari y miembro fundador de Prisma, con el que fue galardonado con el primer premio en el concurso internacional de Weber en Austria.
Alonso Ariel is my name, and it's not my first time in Greece, but my first time in Mólibos and on Lesbos, and it of course reminds a lot of Israel, you know, the sea is the same sea, the
food
is similar.
Where do you come from?
I was born in Beersheba, in the south of Israel, and later I lived and studied in Jerusalem.
In the Jerusalem Academy of Music?
Yes, of course.
Which teacher?
You remember where we stopped?
Yes, of course. So I told you how mandolin became my instrument, my voice.
Yeah.
Should I repeat that? Or
a little bit, yeah, because the sound was horrible there.
Right, okay. So I basically, as a kid, I wanted to learn electric guitar. And in the conservatory in Beersheba, they said I was too young and I should take the mandolin, because it's not very far. And there is a nice mandolin orchestra and lots of activities, and we represented the city in many tours, also outside of Israel. So it was a wonderful thing, and this was my musical childhood. This is where I got to meet Mozart and Haydn and Beethoven, because we played a lot of arrangements.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. And how you came to the Jerusalem Academy of Music and Dance and to Moti Schmidt?
Yeah, it was like this, that I got this exceptional status from the army, which is called Musikai Mitzdayen, exceptional musician. And it allowed me to study during my army service, which was a wonderful thing to do. And this was actually the point where I thought, okay, music is really the serious thing in my life, and I'm going to do it professionally and study. And I had since then 4 academic degrees, and you know, and it never stops. You always want to study more. And first place I enrolled in was Jerusalem Rubin Academy.
Mm-hmm. And how your artistic life brings you to Germany?
Ah, well.
Why Germany? Yeah. Why not another country?
Okay. So in the Jerusalem Music Academy, it's one of the only academies in the world where you can study Eastern music, Western music. There is a dance in the campus. In Be'er Sheva, I had lots of technical education and the mandolin, the instrument.
The world is so small.
And then Moti was, you know, the one who opened for me the doors to the philosophy, to thinkers, to he always recommended books, and we talked about life, and there were lessons where I didn't even take the instrument out, you know. Mm-hmm. He was just such an interesting persona. So I took a lot from Moti, and it's a very special person in my education, in my life. Yeah.
So you went to Germany through Erasmus, yes?
Exactly. No, to Brussels first, to Belgium, and Germany at the moment is one of the most wonderful countries for classical music. There is all over the world they think classical music is dying, and you know, and it's something archaic. And in Germany, actually, the situation is a bit different. There is a lot of education programs, and kids are playing music, and music at schools, and concert halls are quite full all the time. And it's for us, it's a bit of a paradise. And
but you keep in contact with Israel?
Yes, of course. You know. I come there at least 3 times a year. All my family is there.
Yeah, but yeah. Artistic, are you...
Ah, well, you see, I play Israeli music. I bring Israeli music all over with
What
me.
Did you play today here in Molibos, Festival?
I played a piece called Nedudim by Gilad Hochman, who is a very good friend of mine, also residing in Berlin. But an Israeli who I know from very, very long. And he wrote this piece especially for me, originally with string orchestra, big orchestra. And we performed it also in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, with this Tel Aviv Soloist, Jerusalem Radio, and in London and in Berlin. And this is the first time, actually, that we play it with a chamber ensemble. He made extra this arrangement for 5 string instruments, string quintet. And it worked so well that I'm very, very happy, and I'm looking forward to play this again.
Okay, are you planning to come back to Greece, to Molibos next year?
Very much. I love this country. I've been to Crete 2 years ago, and I think 2 years is way too long.
You were playing in Crete?
I was playing in Crete on
Which
Creta.
Which festivals?
Casa dei Mezzo.
Refimno.
Yeah, it's a small festival of classical music in a private villa, but it was amazing. Yeah. And now this, and I hope to be here back. Not already earlier than 2 years. And there is also a guitar festival, actually, here in Molivos, and I'm kind of, you know, looking at that at the moment. Maybe it would be a nice chance to come back. Yeah. And, of course, to the
Molivos. And to have a master class. You know that yes. There are several towns in Greece where mandolin is a main instrument.
Really? I know yes. Patras. I've been to Patras once a long time ago, 10 years ago. I won a competition for mandolin over there. But I'm happy if you have, you know, any tips, any ideas, because this is a wonderful place to come back to.
So, yeah, did you meet any time because your origin, because you are in Israel and boycott, or did you have some trouble sometimes being an artist?
Actually not, because you know, among artists, they are always very open-minded and mostly you don't really, I mean, it's all about music at the end and art, and we barely come to speak about politics or something. And it's also, you know, it's not like I'm called the Jerusalem Quartet or something. Alon Tzariel, okay. You don't immediately think.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't play with an Israeli flag.
Congreso Judío Mundial en Grecia, Robert Singer, CEO, recientemente finalizó su visita de trabajo en Grecia. En Atenas, los representantes del Congreso Judío Mundial, o World Jewish Congress, se reunieron con el arzobispo de Atenas y de toda Grecia, con el ministro de Asuntos Exteriores, Nikos Kochas, viceministro de Protección Ciudadana, Nikos Toska, el ministro de Educación, Nikos Filis. También se reunieron con la embajadora de Israel en Grecia, Iris Benava, y la delegada Susan Shashon. Central del Congreso Judío Mundial, tuvieron también la oportunidad de visitar muchísimos lugares de interés de la capital griega, así como las oficinas del Comité Central de todas las comunidades judías de Grecia, OKICE, los representantes del Congreso Judío Mundial y el señor Robert Singer fueron informados detalladamente de los problemas y desafíos que enfrenta la comunidad judía local, especialmente las más pequeñas, que están dando una fuerte lucha por la continuidad de su operación, pero a pesar de todo mantienen una intensa actividad cultural y desempeñan un papel activo en todas las comunidades. En la capital del norte de Grecia, Tesalónica, los representantes del Congreso Judío Mundial se reunieron también con muchas autoridades, líderes políticos y religiosos. El ministro de Macedonia y Tracia, María Kolias Charuja, el prefecto apóstol Gigi Costa de la Nueva Democracia, el alcalde de Tesalónica, Yanis Butaris, entre otros. Los delegados del Congreso Judío Mundial recorrieron también la renovada sinagoga Monasteriotes, el Museo Judío de Tesalónica, así como el memorial del Holocausto en la Plaza Eleftherias y la escuela primaria de la comunidad judía. Un componente común en las reuniones oficiales, tanto en Atenas como Salónica, fue la necesidad de combatir el racismo y el antisemitismo, así como la función primordial de la Iglesia cristiana ortodoxa para lograr este objetivo y la difusión del mensaje de respeto de los derechos humanos y el papel decisivo de la educación en la formación de la próxima generación que le ayudará a la creación de una sociedad tolerante que garantice la coexistencia armoniosa. En el espíritu de esta característica fue el mensaje conciliador y de respeto del arzobispo de Atenas, el jerarca de la Iglesia Ortodoxa griega Jerónimos, habló sobre la esencia del holocausto, cuyo significado debe enseñarse más allá del típico ritual de los eventos de aniversario.